fucking water.
There's an old saying out here in the West. Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting.
Okay, that's new to me.
You've never heard that one?
No, I haven't.
And there's an awful lot of fighting in commercial advertising about water. And Rosie, I'll let you re-ask the question that you posed going to the break.
Well, we've talked most this hour about how pure water we can deliver to your drinking tap. And I've actually heard water treatment equipment tell you, well, it's bad for you to take all that stuff out of the water. And I guess when you're trying to sell against a company that produces that pure water, how else are you going to sell your product? Guys, what do y'all have to say about water that's so pure it's not good for you?
Well, I hear that a lot in the house, where people say they want that calcium. Their body needs calcium, and that's true. But your calcium doesn't come from your water. Yes, there's calcium in the water, but the way your body reacts to that calcium might be a kidney stone. Your calcium comes from your food that you eat. If you want calcium, you can eat a cup of yogurt. You're probably settling calcium for the day. That's where your calcium comes from. It's either from a supplement or from your food, not from your water.
And what we're doing also, Rosie, is we're removing the contaminants, the bacteria, the virus, the pharmaceuticals, the chromium-6. We're not adding more things into the water. We're removing the bad things.
Yeah, and I understand that. But like Michael, you know, I start talking to people in their homes about water softening, and they've heard the same commercials I've heard. Well, yeah, but that so pure RO water, so pure, it's highly acidic, and it's bad for my body, and it's bad for my pipes.
Bad for
fake news.
You know, I just wanted to address that, because I will tell you guys, you know, something you already know, the water treatment industry is filled with so much bad information, it's absolutely incredible.
And that's a very good fact, Rosie. It's unbelievable what's going on in the industry. I've been in the industry 35 years, and I've seen it change so much. The biggest thing, though, is you just got to check the company out that you're asking or you're looking into. I tell people the most important plumbing in the home is the water that goes in your body. So you got to make sure it's safe and clean and everything else. All these other hocus pocus things and widgets and gidgets out there. Every single kidney dialysis machine in the nation or in the world, they use reverse osmosis. Why would it be harmful? You just got to believe and check everybody out. You really do.
I always wonder where the money comes from for these fake products to be on the market so long. I'm like,
it comes from investors who think they can make more money. And we have to watch it. You know, the internet, we all love the internet, and we can't live without it. But we all know you can't believe everything that's on it. And that's the biggest problem. I speak with people all the time, and, you know, you just get confused.
And we're not here to mention names and other companies out there. But it is. It's such a false, as Romy says, fake news.
It's not mentioning the names, it's just the products that they have.
Right.
I mean, like I say, we do make a non-salt system, but it just does not work in Arizona. We won't recommend it in this area because people really want to get that buildup out of their house, with that white stuff that's on all their silverware and their dishes that's in those water-using appliances. That's what people really want to accomplish. And they can't do it unless they have that potassium or that salt to take care of those machines.
And unfortunately, people are telling people that that will happen with a no-salt system.
Well, guys, thanks a bunch for coming on air and just kind of talking through the issue of clean water, because it is a topic that needs to be cleaned up in general all across the industry. Romy, what else are you seeing there at the Sava Home Show today?
You know, we'll cover all that in our open home hour. I want to give this last 60 seconds we have on air to Mr. Mike Rogers, the Southern Arizona Water Specialist for Kinetico, an opportunity to mention the special that's going on this weekend, and if somebody can't get out this weekend, how they would get a hold of the Kinetico office here in Tucson.
They can call me at 520-293-6687. That's 293-6687. And if they can come out here to the home show, we can save you over $1,000. And if they call, I'll be happy to send that comparison report about us and the electric systems. But come visit if you can. I'm here today and tomorrow.
You're in 825 right across from us. You're in 820. We're in 825.
Well, you can't miss both of us because we got that Kinetico banner hanging off the ceiling. As soon as you walk in the door, you can see that banner.
And they do have tri-tip here. If you missed it at the beginning of the hour, that's always such a big feature. Michael Rogers is laughing at me, but Mike Maddock is like, yeah, and you make barbecue sauce as a hobby, so you're a meat connoisseur.
It's the best, the tri-tips down here.
They do, and sometimes over the last couple of years, there was a couple that they weren't here, and Amanda's like, well, why are you going to go if they don't have the tri-tip to bring back? I'm like, I know.
I've heard that.
I know. So I'll actually go order three. We'll eat one tonight. We'll eat one all the rest of the week, and we'll freeze the third.
Mike always buys one. There's leftovers, and I take it home.
One, yeah,
and have it cut.
Only $30.
That's
completely cooked.
I take the leftovers home.
At the Tucson Convention Center, it's the Saba Home Show this weekend. We'll talk about more features that are here at the show this weekend, and in our open home hour. And it's when we take open questions about anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation. Text us 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com.